Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. This is Psalm 50. We're going to finish this psalm today looking at the last verses, verses 16 through 23. And this is a psalm of Asaph, who was one of David's choir directors. But to the wicked person, God says, "What right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue for deceit. You sit and testify against your brothers and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But now I arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forgot God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you. Those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation." One of my parents' favorite axioms was this. If I heard it once, I heard it a thousand times. Actions speak louder than words. The phrase followed the times, and there were many, when I was told to do something, agreed to do it, but I failed to get it done. Psalm 50, written by Asaph, one of David's three choir leaders, calls God's people to account. The Mighty One summoned his covenant people for judgment. The people recited God's laws, but they failed to put them into practice. Regardless of their pious platitudes, God said, "You hate my instruction and you cast my words behind you." Jesus had a singular term for the mismatch of words and actions. Remember what he called it? He called it hypocrisy. He likened the religious leaders of the day to whitewashed tombs. They looked and sounded impressive, but their hearts were dead to the truth. Today's psalm is a solemn reminder that actions really do speak louder than words, and that our actions and words need to match. Father, please show us any hypocrisy in our lives. Don't let us be those who are all talk. Guide us by the power of your Spirit to live out what we say. In Jesus' name, amen.